AP Radio News. I'm Mark Smith, live at Hofstra University on Long Island, where the first presidential debate provided every bit of the fireworks that an already tumultuous campaign could have predicted. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump interrupted each other, accused each other of lying, and called each other unfit by temperament to serve. And she challenged him again to release his taxes.
There's something he's hiding. And we'll guess. We'll keep guessing at what it might be that he's hiding.
His reply?
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted.
The two clashed over jobs and taxes, the birther movement that Trump led, terrorism and nuclear weapons. And Trump even bickered with moderator Lester Holt over his statement supporting the invasion of Iraq. I'm Mark Smith, live in Hempstead, New York. Now with more news, here's Ed Donahue.
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Our lives matter.
The Charlotte City Council had a citizens forum to talk about the shooting death by police of Keith Scott. Teresa McCormick Dunlop is the community leader.
There is blood in the streets flowing from black bodies, the streets of Charlotte. There is a riotous energy in the air.
People at the forum called on Charlotte's mayor and police chief to resign. People in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are preparing for what could be the second largest flood in city history. Ryan Schlater with Linn County says the Cedar River is expected to crest in the morning. They've learned a lot after the worst flood 8 years ago.
David Wildstein testified that
they've continued to barricade several areas. There's been more evacuation. There's been lots of study and lots of improvements that have been made. So we're ready, and everybody feels extremely confident.
Wildfires are growing in Northern California. 300 homes have been evacuated in the Santa Cruz Mountains. This is AP Radio News. A key figure in New Jersey's Bridgegate trial says both defendants approved of the now famous traffic jams on the roads leading to the George Washington Bridge.
David Wildstein testified that both defendants approved of his plan to back up the George Washington Bridge to put pressure on the mayor of the town on the New Jersey side in 2013. Wildstein, appointed by Governor Chris Christie to the agency that runs the bridge, has already pleaded guilty. During his testimony, he read the infamous email from former Christie Deputy Chief of Staff Bridget Kelly, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." She has claimed it was a joke. Wildstein says he saw it as a go-ahead. Kelly and former Christie appointee Bill Barone are charged with fraud and civil rights violations. Christie isn't charged and has avoided comment on the case. I'm Warren Levinson.
Wayne Isaacs, an off-duty New York police officer who shot and killed an unarmed man who approached his vehicle, has been charged with murder and manslaughter. The closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 166 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.